Blackstone Audio presents Wynne's War by Aaron Gwynn. This book is read by Michael Kramer. For the men in tan berets, Mala malis facimus. He spoke of his campaigns in the deserts of Mexico, and he told them of horses killed under him, and he said that the souls of horses mirror the souls of men more closely than men suppose, and that horses also love war. Men say they only learn this, but he said that no creature can learn that which his heart has no shape to hold. His own father said that no man who has not gone to war horseback can ever truly understand the horse, and he said that he supposed he wished that this were not so, but that it was so. Cormac McCarthy, All the Pretty Horses. He saw the horse before the rest of his team and thumbed the selector on his rifle to safe. There were eight of them hunkered behind the row of Hescos, eight rangers in digital camo, black knee pads, and vests. Rifle rounds from the insurgents snapped against the wire mesh of the barricades, and he'd been watching through a crack the quadrangle of marketplace between him and the hostels, sandstone, pottery, a dry concrete fountain, and then the horse emerged from behind the burnt husk of a Toyota and walked toward the center of the square. Left hind leg, left front leg, right hind leg, right front leg. No hurry in its gait, no saddle or blanket, just a bridle and a set of split leather reins. Russell had seen plenty of mules in this country, a disheveled pony, but never a creature such as...